Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey Experience. Today is March the 1st. It didn't seem like time would go by so fast. I can't believe it. Seems like it was just yesterday we were just starting the new year out. Wow. I tell you, I love it, though. I've been enjoying, I'm excited about this year, all the great things that's happening, all the great things that are going to happen. So today, we don't have a guest speaker. We have me. I'm so excited. It seems like we've had a lot of guest speakers this year. I'm just excited to have us be us today, just being the Love Journey. So let's get ready and tune in our mind. I'm going to play something this morning. And I just want us to begin to recognize the oneness. The oneness of the universe with us. And how we intertwine, interplay, the dance we dance with the universe and this opportunity to just send into our heart. And I just want you to listen to this beautiful message that the universe is so amazing. as we become still, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence in the universe. On this line, we recognize our divine creator as God, good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that God is not. So right now, I just want you to center your mind and your heart on the divine presence of the infinite source and become still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am, that I am God. So as we take in a deep breath, breathing in through our nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, and releasing it through our mouth. And remembering to breathe into the heart. The heart has wisdom. Let's breathe, family. And release. Take in another deep breath. Breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight. Let's breathe, family. Breathe into the heart. Be still and know that I am, that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. And let breathe, family. And release. Divine Mother, Father, God, infinite and divine spirit, I come before you today, speaking from the transcending power within me, as the God, Goddess of myself. I come this day and before all the beloved I am that I am present, calling forth the ascended masters, calling forth the archangels, speaking to the heavenly hosts, asking them to come forth in this right now moment, that every word of my mouth, every meditation of my heart will be absolutely acceptable in thy sight. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, as I speak to every molecule in my body, as I ask to be removed from my human-created thought, every human-created ego to be removed from me in this right now moment, that I may come as the God Goddess and speak from the pureness of the heart, that this prayer will be your prayer and that the words will speak to the people of your calling on this line in this right now moment, God. I'm asking you to allow my words to be your words today, God. I'm asking that your words be my words in this right now moment. Oh, come and take over my body as I empty myself in this right now moment. As I come empty, Holy Spirit, that you will fill me to the overflow, that my presence will reflect every essence of you in this right now moment, that every essence will be reflected as the light, that every cell in my molecules and every atom and every muscle fiber in my body will reflect your light as me, as the individualized expression of you in this right now moment. I'm asking you to come now, Holy Spirit, and speak through me as you come, God, as I operate in my full authority that you have invested in me right now, that my prayer will be your prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak the word. Come, Holy Spirit. Divine God, I ask you to come in this right now, Mom. I ask you to come and anoint this line, that you may raise the vibratory energy of this line in this right now moment, that we will come forth as your powerful manifester, divine materializer of life and the universe from within our midst. Guide us according to your supreme will to the materialization of our desires right now. Come, Holy Spirit. Wherever there's limited human understanding, remove it right now. As you correct the errors of our mental picture of what we want through inspiration, God, that we will be so directed by our desires and desires of our life that they are ever in accord with the majesticness of your presence. And that it will dictate your supreme will through us, in which all things in the universe are materialized and involved in your grace upon us from within us. And that we will remind ourselves today that we are the best manifestors on this side of the planet. That we will be reminded today that we are the best manifestors on this side of the planet. And that everything that is and that will ever be will come from within the very essence of our soul within us right now, God. Come, Holy Spirit. And expand our consciousness in this right now moment to open us up to more manifestation in a way that we can understand how to materialize exactly what we desire in this right now moment, how to bring heaven on earth. Come on, God. Do your stuff in us today, God. Come and do your will through us in this right now moment. We come together in this one mind, one consciousness, so that we may prosper, that our territory may be enlarged today, God, that it may be enlarged and prosperous beyond our own natural belief. Guide us in the way that we should go, and we will follow your divine guidance, that we cannot go in any direction but what's in our highest good. Come, Holy Spirit, and work through us today. Come, Holy Spirit, and let us surrender to the will of you through us to guide us and lead us in the way that will bring us all the things that we desire and more, that we will have an Ephesians 3:20 day today, an Ephesians 3:20 life, more than we could ever think, ask, or imagine. God, I'm asking you to open up your doors, your windows, and your heavens and pour out a blessing today, God, specifically a financial blessing, specifically a health blessing. Somebody came today, God, with the mind to manifest good health. Somebody came today, God, with a mind to manifest financial blessings. Somebody came the mind to bless and manifest a divine love, mate, God. And as we know, everything we will ever require, need, want is right here within us, in the midst of the God, Goddess in us, as us all around. To do is look within. Teach us today, Holy Spirit. Guide us today, Ascended Masters. Lead us, our beautiful angels and archangels. Show us, Spirit God, how to live the life that we so desire. In the name and the nature and the consciousness of the Most High, we give thanks. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Wow. Good morning, God. Good morning, Mother Earth, Father Sky, Mother Nature. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees. Oh. And good morning, good morning, good morning to the land and the soil, the moon and the star, the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning, universe. Good morning, universe. Oh, good morning, universe. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic family. Good morning, angels. Good morning, angels. Good morning, angels. Oh, it's been an amazing ride with you, angels. We invite and invoke your presence into this call. Thank you, angels, for all that you do. Thank you, angels. Come. And good morning to our archangels. I love my archangels. Good morning, archangels, to our beautiful presence of the most beautiful, amazing archangels, Michael, Gabriel, Shamiel, Uriel, Ariel, Sandifer, Shamiel, and the list goes on. Jophiel, I just love you guys. Come into this call this morning. Yes, come into the call. We invite and invoke your presence. Good morning, archangels. Good morning, beautiful presence of our archangels. Lead us and guide us in this conversation today. Good morning, good morning, good morning to my beautiful, amazing, ascended masters. Wow. The work that you had to do when you were on the planet to move into a space of ascended energy. Good morning, ascended masters. I invite and invoke your presence into this call, giving honor and presence to our ascended masters. Good morning to our master guides and our spirit guides. As we invite and invoke the spirit guides into this call, good morning, good morning, good morning to our ancestors. Feel like a long time since we've honored you on the call. Good morning, ancestors. Good morning to Miss Anastasia McAdoo, my mother, who was the vehicle that sent me to the planet that I came through to be on this planet. And so I pay homage and love to you today, Mom. Good morning, Mom. Good morning, Mom. Come into this call today, lady. I love you. And then to all our ancestors, known and unknown ancestors, we invite and invoke their presence into this call in this right now moment, giving thanks for the presence of the ancestral energy. Giving thanks for the legacy that they left, especially the legacy called us. As we stand on their shoulders today in honor of the ancestors and in service to our descendants, we give thanks. Good morning, ancestors. Thank you. As we invite and invoke your presence into this call, we give thanks. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Good morning to the gods and goddesses. Love to the gods and goddesses. Peace to the kings and queens. My brothers and my sisters, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the Love Journey Incorporated, and I am Janine Ann Ingram, your daily lover, and I would like to greet you this morning in love. The love in me greets and honor the love in you. The light in me greets and honor the light in you. And the God in me greets and honor the God in you. I come this morning before you, excited about God's love. Excited about how the universe operates. Excited that I'm constantly reminded that I'm not just made in the image and likeness of God, but I am the image and likeness of God. You are the image and likeness of God.
Oh, come God, do your stuff today. Do your stuff in us, as us, all around us, as we move into our divine presence of love. Yes, it's time for our beautiful, amazing love soak. And as we honor love this morning, as we honor the presence of love this morning, we give thanks for that love that is always in us, that sometimes need to be awakened and remembered. So in this right now moment, I just want you to honor the divine presence of love. Give yourself permission in this right now moment to be that love. As you begin to reminisce on the time that you felt love, where love called your name, where love permeated every cell and every muscle fiber in your body. I want you to reminisce on that time. When love illuminated your heart, your soul, lit up your mind, where you were so lit up and turned on. I want you to remember that time when love called your name. Give yourself permission to love you today. I want you to open your heart and open your mind to love. As you reminisce on the time when you felt love, where love opened your heart, illuminated your mind, saturated every cell in your mind. I want you to remember what it felt like to be loved. Love, call your name. You need to remove your mind into a space where love illuminated every thought. And you were excited and so excited. You were anticipating every moment, every second of this love experience. It could have been for any reason. It could have been a powerful energy exchange between you and someone you love. Wow. It could have been the birth of a newborn baby. Her heart expanding. The birth of a newborn baby.
because you were holding a new life in your arms. You can remember every cell in your body being shifted. Maybe it was a beautiful, full, moonlit night. Maybe it was opportunity to hold hands by a bath by the water as you stood and bathed in the glow of the moon's love. Wow, what a heart expanding as the moon's love glowed upon your moon, your heart, your soul. And you looked up and said, "Oh, I am love." Maybe it was a beautiful sunrise as you stood before the majesticness of the sun. And as the sun was rising, it was the warmth of the kiss of the sun that reminded you that you were so loved by the universe. The gentle warmth of the kiss of the sun reminded you that you are loved. Or maybe it was the golden time of the day, like Frankie thought.
The golden time of the day.
You know, the time of the day when the sun releasing itself on this side of the sun. And it says to you how much it's loving you. All the majestic, powerful colors emanating from the sun as it releasing all the sky takes on this beautiful print. Kind of reminds you color of love.
It's the color of love.
Oh, and every time you look at the majesticness of the golden glow that earth takes as the sun is being released, you are reminded that you are love. What an amazing experience to be loved. Love. Love, love. Or maybe whatever had you so lit up or turned on, I want you to bring that feeling into this right now moment. Reverend Knight says the feelings that get the blessing. It's the feelings that get the blessing. So I don't want you to just remember the thought. I want you to remember the feeling, how you felt when you were feeling so loved, when love called your name. I'm talking about W-L-O-V-E, love, yes. Oh, when love had you so open, it's so amazing. I want you to remember that feeling. Right now, I want you to bring that feeling into this right now. I want you to feel what you were feeling when you were feeling what you were feeling. Yes, I want you to feel love. L-O-V-E. Tune in to the frequency of love in this right now. It's so amazing to be loved. In this right now, I want you to remove the thought of anyone else in this picture right now, and I just want you to love you right now. Ooh. I want you to love yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I want you to love you right now. It feels good to love you and honor you. I want you to love you exactly as you are. I want you to love the very essence of who you are. And I want you to get into this very energetic expression of gratitude. You see, nobody can do what you've been called to do. Nobody can do what you've been called to do the way you've been called to do it, because you are a unique expression, individualized expression. Uniquely created to do what you've been called to do the way you've been called to do it. In this right now moment, I just want you to say thank you. Thank you for creating such a beautiful manifestation called me in this right now moment. I want you to just give thanks for every molecule, every muscle, every atom, every fiber of your being, every organ in your body. Give you thanks. We honor your heart. Give them. And if you give yourself permission to love you in this right now moment, I want you to say, as you place your hand over your heart, I give myself permission to love me today. And I want you to pull out your mirror. And I want you to look yourself in the eye. And I want you to see one of the most amazing people in the future. And as you say to yourself, I fully love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. Come on, family. I fully love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. And I want you to look in your eyes, and I want you to say it again. I fully and deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. And I want you to stand as you look in your eyes, and I want you to look into the depth of your soul. And I want you to say, I deserve love. I deserve love. And I want you to say to yourself, I am love, I am love, I am love, I am love. 3 times, I am love. Let's do it, family. I am love. I am love. I am love. I am love, I am love, I am love. I am divine love in action. Divine love in action. I am divine love in action. And I want you to continue to look in your eyes. And I want you to say to yourself, this is my favorite part. Oh, my God, I love this part. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Ooh, I waited all night long just to say good morning to you. And you are what the world's been waiting for. You see, your greatness awaits. The world is waiting to experience your greatness. Wow. You know I love that. Let's do it again and put your name on it. I want to know your name. Your name. Your name. Let's do it, family. Let's do it. Good morning, Janine. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Oh, Janine, Janine, Janine. Girl, I waited all night long just to say good morning to you. And yes, Janine, you are what the world's been waiting for. Yes, I am what the world's been waiting for. You see, Janine, the world is waiting to experience your greatness. You see, your greatness awaits. Yes, Janine, your greatness away. Oh. And I want you to say your name, and I want you to say, I love you. I really, really, really love you. And I want you to feel what you're saying when you're saying what you're saying.
I want you to feel it in your muscle fiber. I want you to say it in looking into the depth of your soul, to every cell in your body come into agreement with you. I want you to love you today. Let's say it. Janine. Janine, 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 I love you. I really, 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 I really love you. I really love you. I really love you. Oh, let's do it again. Janine and Ingram, I love you. I really, 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 really love you. And last time, Janine and Ingram, I love you. I love you. And I want you to marinate in that, recognizing that you are love. You see, I know the most important work on the planet is you, loving you, loving you. You see, because nobody can love you until you've loved you. You really have not been loved until you've been loved by you. You have not been loved until you've been loved by you. And so I just want you to marinate in loving you right now, just loving you, loving the very essence of you. Just loving you. With who you are and how you show up in the planet. I want you to love how you walk, how you talk, how you do what you do, because nobody can do what you've been called to do the way you've been called to do it. I want you to love every muscle in your body. I want you to love how you show up on the planet. I want you to love you just because you are. I want you to love you because you are an individualized expression of the Most High God. I want you to be in love with you, in love with you. In love with you, in love with you, because you matter and you are important. But love is an inside job. And I promise you, you teach people how to love you by how you treat you. People learn how to treat you by how you honor and love you. And if you don't like what you're seeing on the outside, you got to do the work on the inside. You got to be in love with you, in love with you. You got to love the very essence of who you are.
until every cell in your body becomes in agreement and in alignment with you loving you. You have not been loved until you've been loved by you. You are the first representation of love in your life. Love you today. Honor you today. Love you today. Are you loving you? Welcome to your love experience. You really do get to have it your way. Let's do it, family. Let's sing our love song. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. Oh, my gosh. Janine, you wanted me to really come back all the way from Jamaica. No, I'm just going to say I'm still in Jamaica. I got my feet in the ocean, my feet buried in the sand. The sunlight is blowing. The wind is blowing through my hair, and the sunlight is beaming down on my beautiful brown skin, and I'm in love with me. I'm in love with me. Good morning, beautiful. Thank you so much. Woo! For that amazing love soap, my beautiful queen goddess. Peace, peace, and love, love to the family. Welcome to the Love Journey Experience as we are moving more into loving ourselves by singing our love song. I love myself so much so I can love you so much. So you can love you so much. So you can keep on loving me. All right, let's do it, family, on the count of three. One, two, three. I love myself so much. I love myself so much.
So you can keep on loving me. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Thank you, beautiful family. I do love you all so much. Keep that love flowing. Keep it growing. And just love up on yourself today. Because you know what? It is all about love. And we are all about love. Back to you, my beautiful queen. Namaste.
Yes, yes. That was a beautiful rendition. I love myself so much so I could love you so much. I love it, love it, love it. I love that song. I love that song. I love that song. Wow. I want to just start off with what I heard in the book Wealth Choice. John Johnson say to Dr. Dennis Kendall, you know, it sticks in my mind, and I've been meditating on it. He said to Dr. Dennis Kimball, you could tell a lot about a person's mindset by looking at their bank account. I'm like, wow, mindset and money. Money, mindset, mindset, money. So, you know, I've been up because, you know, this whole month is about manifesting. Manifest, 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 manifest. I've been thinking about manifestation. And when you want to manifest large sums of money in your life or manifest great health, or those things that seem to elude our minds sometimes. And they say money is not a money problem, it's a mind problem. Say when we're experiencing physical
dis-ease in our body. There is something going on in our mind. So I was up all night thinking. You know, between the haves and have-nots, the health and the not-so-health processes that we're going through, and just all the things that make the difference in life, you know. And I thought about the one thing when I was listening to John Johnson. He said, how we feel about ourselves reflects in our money. I was like, how we feel about ourselves. So it goes back to that love again, love, love, love. And then you really ask yourself, what is love? What is really love? What is love? What is love? I remember thinking to myself, if love could just change everything like we so believe, why does it so seem so simple but yet so complicated? Why is it that, I ask myself, why is it that we say we believe in love, but we don't operate in the way that we believe in love? How do we say we believe that we can do all the things that Jesus did and more, but yet we don't operate in the truth of that? What did it take for our brothers to get from one level of consciousness to the level of consciousness where he was manifesting? Because when we look at our brother Christ's life, we see a life from the point that we really saw it. We see a life that was one of the best alchemists on this side of the planet. Not the only, but the one that is well known throughout the earth. So let's talk about what is it that it took. So when I researched, reading these different things about Jesus' life before we get to know him as the man who developed the consciousness of Christ. And you see that he did the work. But really, what was that work? And you know, the one thing that I saw that was consistent between all manifestors, and the one thing that I saw was consistency. 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 I was like, wow, consistency kept coming up in my mind. So I thought about, do you remember Tyler Perry when he told us about how to be successful? And he said that you find many people going from one thing to the other, from one thing to the other, from one thing to the other, you know. He said that you got to master the one thing. I thought about that, mastering the one thing. I was like, wow. So you got to be laser focused, consistent, and master that one thing that you've been called to the earth to master, your purpose. So if it's all about purpose, mastering the souls of our goals, how do we find that out? And so I guess it's all going back to the same thing, and it seems real simple, but we talk the talk, but we're not walking the walk. So I wanted to know, what could we do today? So I've been praying, and I was asking God, what is it? I mean, because we know the answer, but we're not operating in the answers. We'll be demonstrating it, right? We'll be demonstrating exactly what we wanted in our life, in every area of our life. I mean, from great health to great wealth to great love to every area. So I'm like, what is the one thing that causes us not to be consistent in doing the work? And then why did we jump from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next? So I'll give you an example. Like, I have a girlfriend, Anita. She is an amazing spirit, and she has this most wonderful gift to create. But I tell you, if she's not in one MLM to the next MLM to the next, she was in five in 1 year, and everyone she called me on. I said, well, girl, which one is your passion? You know, and I love the multi-level marketing business, because that is the area that they say more millionaires are made than any. I just wonder who they are, because none of my friends who are in multi-level marketing has not really become a millionaire yet, and none of those. So I said to myself, okay, so I was talking about, if that's a good angle to go in. So what came up again was purpose. If you're going to be in a multi-level marketing, then be in one that excites your purpose, excites your passion. So I thought about that. Because they said that's the easiest way to be a millionaire, right? So I thought about that for manifesting money. And then I started thinking about great health. What is it that it keeps people who are in the processes in their body from moving from that one place to the next place of actually experiencing the great health? And for those who have moved from a place of disease to actually removing it from the body, what is it? And it all came tumbling down. It all is the same thing. It's the same work because it's all energy. And the only thing that kept coming to my mind is the three things that always stay in my mind, which is love, forgiveness, and gratitude, no matter what you do. If you want to manifest in your MLM, if you want to manifest in your job, if you want to manifest your great health, how many of us are really holding on to things in our body with when it comes to our money? So, for instance, I was thinking about money and why some people money accumulates and some people money eludes. And it occurred to me that there's a pattern in our cells because our cells have memory. So our cells remember to be unhealthy or our cells remember to be healthy. Our cells remember money or it remembers the lack of money. And so if that's the case, how do we cleanse the cellular memory that works in our energetic pattern to bring into our experience exactly what we want to have happen in our life? I thought about that, and how we cleanse the cellular memory is by acknowledging the memory when it shows up. How many of us really recognize when the cellular memory shows up? For instance, when a bill collector calls and you feel out of money or a lack of money, or you feel there's not this tension or stress that gets in your body begins to remember that if you have a pattern. Or if you come to a space and you're looking in your bank account and you're starting to see more bills than you're actually seeing money, what is happening in your body in that right now moment is what we have to remember to remove from our experience and begin to cleanse the cell so that we can always remember to get our cells to remember being in the flow. So I thought about some ways we can do that. Soon as the tension rises, but we have to be conscious of that tension, because sometimes we can be getting the flow of those things and not remember these things are happening in our cells, or we so used to having them happening in our body that we don't remember or are not conscious to it. So we have to become conscious to it so that we can cleanse the memory of those cells out of our processes, and we can do that through several different ways. We can do it through prayer, through meditation, but we have to be intentional about it. We can do it through cleansing ourselves with our baths, you know, cleansing baths. We can do it through shifting our molecules with healing sound, but we have to be intentional about it. Then the other thing that I realized, you really do have to immerse yourself in wealth if wealth is what you want. If you want to be healthy, you have to immerse yourself in health. So let me give you an example. I think about my friends who were part of Jen. Jen was Kevin Trudeau's business. And I remember all of them who went on the different cruises, Jen always took them around to teach them how to manifest. And whenever, like my friend, he would go on the cruise and he would come back when they went to Las Vegas and they all tried on $350,000 suits. He would have them put on a $1 million watch and just immerse themselves in wealth. He would take them on yachts and different excursions that only wealthy people experience, so they can experience what it felt like to be in the presence of wealth. And whenever he came back from one of those cruises, he would always manifest. He would still be in that same energetic expression, and he would just manifest. So I would always love when he come back from the cruise, because we would have these wonderful conversations, and I just love to be in his space because I see him manifest tons and thousands and hundreds and thousands of dollars and things that he wants. And I noticed that he hadn't gone in a couple of years, and I noticed that his life is taking a turn from in a different direction. He's gone from being in a great marriage to their separation. He experienced in lack and all that stuff. And I was wondering, and I called him up the other day to say to him, when is the last time you went on your manifestation cruise? He's like, I haven't. I need to go, Donna. So, you know, it's important that we immerse ourselves in wealth. And the last thing I thought about is simply to be still and ask. Steve Harvey said, he just simply asked God to make him rich. Not because he wanted to do something major for other people, you know, simply because he wanted to live the freedom, the idea, and felt that he deserved to be rich. Some of us say, oh, I want to be rich so I can serve the world and do this humanitarian project. And we say that because, this is what I understand after reading some things, we say that because we don't feel like we deserve money to have the life that we want. Not that doing humanitarian projects is not a great thing, because it is a great thing, but it's also important to understand that if you want to live this wealthy life, that you want to be wealthy just because you deserve that kind of lifestyle. Not so that you can just give it to others, but that you can also experience what it feels like to be in wealth consciousness and wealth energy. I thought that was so awesome. And even Rosa and I talked about that too yesterday. I thought that was so awesome. So the one thing that I want you to realize is that simply remember to get still and ask. Ask your heavenly committee, your God, your angels, your archangels, your wonderful heavenly host of people. What is it going to take for me to get from this level to next? What is it going to take? And everything is not for everybody. Every direction is not for everybody. But what's for you, the universe will let you know what is for you. What's for you may not be for you. What's for me may not be for you. But the universe knows what is for you. And if you get still, you will know. So when Steve Harvey said, he just simply asked. He asked God, let me experience wealth in this lifetime. Well, let me feel like what it would be to be rich. I want to be rich, God. What is it going to take for me to move from this kind of consciousness to a consciousness of wealth? What is it going to take? What is it going to take from you to move from where you are in your consciousness, experiencing whatever flow you're in right now, to the flow that you desire to be in? What is it going to take to live in the freedom you want to live in, to create the life that you want to live? What is it going to take? Robert Allen in the Millionaire Conversation book said that this. He said what he loved about becoming a millionaire is what it took for him to move from one level to the next. Meaning that now that he knows and he has experienced it, guess what? If all his money had been taken away from him, he knows exactly what he needs to do to get it back, because he's been stretched. And that's what happens when you climb into that idea that I deserve to be whatever it is you want to be. Because everybody doesn't desire to be billionaires and trillionaires. You know, I even realized, you know, being in this millionaire mentee program, and so we supposed to get so much billions of dollars and all this stuff. And then when we looked at all the stuff that you have to do with the taxes and everything that you have to do with the paperwork and all the stuff they were showing us, I had asked myself, do I really want to do that? Or do I want to just be at this level and just maintain myself at a millionaire status? You know, all the stuff I was looking at, and then it became a little, I was asking myself, wow, this is are we really ready for the responsibility? See, you got to also know there's a responsibility that comes with whatever level of money you want. And are you ready for that? So you have to ask yourself, what do you want? And there's nothing good or bad about anything that you want. If you want to be a trillionaire, it's okay. If you want to be a billionaire, it's okay. If you want to be a millionaire, it's okay. If you want to be a 100,000-aire, it's okay. But you simply have to give yourself permission and say yes to what it's going to take to do whatever it is going to do to stretch you to become what it is that you desire, because you have it at your fingertips, but it's up to you to say yes. It's up to you to move the remove the cellular memory of lack out of your consciousness so that you can expand yourself to the wealth that you desire to bring into your experience. You got to get off the rat race. Some of us are in rat races. Some of us get up, do the same thing every day, go to a same job that we're unhappy with, come back home to an unhappy situation, and we're constantly in unhappiness, and we're going to attract more of that. Get off the roller coaster ride and decide the direction you want your life to go in. Choose it and know that you deserve it and move into bringing that into your experience. But only you can do that. Only you can make the decision that you want that to happen in your life. You make the decision that you want to change what is going on. You can do all that you want to do, but until you change your situation by making the choice, all this is in vain. We got to be doers. We got to be doers of the word. We got to be doers of what it is that we want to bring into our experience, and we have to do something toward that every day. I became so clear on what it is that I want to bring into my experience, I do something toward it every day, and I stay laser focused. I don't care what anybody asks me, I already know what it is I'm doing. And I already know how I want to bring into my experience what I want. And I want to do it this way. And so that's how I'm asking. So I'm real clear on what my gifts are. I'm real clear on what my talents are. I'm real clear why I've been sent to the planet. And now I'm becoming laser focused on putting that package together and packaging it up to bring to the world the value that I bring to the planet. And I expect to change my value for value. And I know the universe is friendly to my desires. So everything is good. All of it's good. It's coming together in such a great way. When I wasn't clear, guess what? The universe didn't bring me anything clear. It was just kind of, you know. But now that I'm clear, oh, man, my mission. I'm on a mission, and I cannot be stopped. I'm not getting nothing sidetracked. I'm not, you know, I don't care how many millions of dollars it brings. I am laser focused on what it is that I'm here on the planet to do. And I promise you, with everything inside of me, the world going to come to know Janine and Ingram. How about you? Will the world come to know you? Are you laser focused? Are you clear what you want to bring out into the world? Are you clear what you're here for? Are you clear about what your goals are, what the goals of your soul? And if not, be still. Peace. Be still. I tell you, sitting with these millionaires, the one thing that I learned is laser focus, concentration. You can't be everywhere. You can't do 10 things thinking you're going to master one. That's what they say. Now, I'll tell you when I get there. But I feel that it's time for us to up-level our game. And so I just want to remind you today, you have everything you need, want, require to become anything you want, whether that's great health. Because I know sometimes you can't think about wealth when your health is not 100% where you want it to be. So if you're not in your health space that you want to be in, what is it going to take? Now, Dr. Johnny Coleman can be diagnosed with 6 months to live and live 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years after that. If another lady can have 6 days to live, and then and next thing you know is 20 years later, I know that if another human being can walk this planet and do it, we can do it too. We've been given everything we've been given. Everything. We're equipped with everything we need, desire, and require to have the life we desire. So if health is a challenge in your experience right now, then you need to ask yourselves, and I said CELLS because cells are intelligent, what must I do to bring you back to the truth in this physical planet of whole, perfect, and completeness? Sometimes we get caught up in what the doctor said that we can't hear ourselves, hear what our body say. Listen to your body, not anyone else, because everybody don't know what's good for you. You only know what's good for you. If your money is not right, it's not a mind pro- it's not a money problem. It's a mind problem. What is it that we got to do differently in our mind, in ourselves, in our body, in our life to bring into our experience the flow that we want to constantly be in? These are the questions that we have to ask ourselves and be intentional about it and be intentional about changing how it's showing up in our space right now, because we are the alchemists. We are the best manifestors on this side of the planet. You can do it. You just got to believe it. I'm going to bring Linda in, but I just want to remind you today that you were created out of abundance, for abundance, by abundance. You got to remember it. Now we got to get back to the remembrance of the truth. Great health is our wealth. Great wealth is our divine birthright. Great love we deserve. Great life. Everything. We deserve it. Steve Harvey said, just ask. Linda. Linda, Linda, Linda. All right, well, we're going to go. Maybe Linda. I see her on, but, and I unmuted her phone, but I guess she's busy. So as we move forward in this call today, the one thing that I want us to do as we affirm this great wealth is to pull our mirrors back out. And as we look in the eyes, I want you to give yourself permission to have as much money as you desire. And wealth can be great health. So if you want to look in the mirror because you're experiencing some kind of challenge in your body, I want you to give yourself permission to be healed today. I want you to say to yourself, I give myself permission to live whole, healthy, and complete in this physical world. I choose health. I choose to be healthy. If you desiring more of a financial blessing, I want you to look in the mirror and tell yourself, I give myself permission to be rich, wealthy, healthy, and alive. I give myself permission to live in my greatness. And if you desire great love in your life, give yourself permission to be loved today. Be the love. And as you look in your eyes, I want you to know you deserve great health. You deserve great wealth. You deserve it. Acknowledge that you deserve it. You deserve great wealth today. If Oprah can have it, Tyler Perry can have it, Victor McFarlane can have it, BT Bob Johnson can have it, guess what? We can have it. So give yourself permission as we get ready to recite our affirmation together. And I want to do it with the mirror, and I want you to do it with the mirror. Looking in your eyes, telling yourself, giving yourself permission. Linda, you there yet? Okay, I just want to make sure so she don't sleep and let me do my job. All right. And give yourself permission to be wealthy.
And I want you to feel it in your heart as you recite these words. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Let's do it, family. Let's do it together with strength in our voices, with love in our heart. That God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth knows
as an avalanche of abundance.
And I want you to know that all of my needs and desires and goals are met
intelligence, by infinite intelligence.
But I am one with God.
I am one with God.
And then my God
is everything. Everything.
God's wealth.
God's wealth is
circulating
in my life.
His wealth
flows through me.
It's
of abundance.
All
of my needs, desires, and goals are met
instantaneously by
infinite intelligence.
I am one with God.
And God is everything.
God's wealth is circulating
in my life.
His wealth flows through me.
An avalanche of abundance.
All of the requirements, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence.
For I am one with God.
God is everything.
God's wealth is in my life.
His wealth flows through me
in avalanche of abundance. All my requirements are instantaneously by infinite intelligence, for I am one with God, and God is everything.
God's wealth is circulating in my life.
His wealth flows through me in avalanche of abundance.
And all of my desires and goals are met by infinite intelligence. Wow, last time.
God's wealth flows through me in avalanche of abundance.
And all of my requirements, desires, and goals are met by infinite intelligence. That was some good stuff. That felt good. I tell you, that felt good. God is amazing. I remember when we first started the love journey and we had our affirmation, and they made a song, Ricky, a guy named Ricky, about 20 years old then. He was about 19, 20. And about our affirmation. And so, I don't know, I was led that I should have him redo it. And so I was thinking about that, and I was just thinking about how amazing it was when we had our affirmation was God, everything and everybody. God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. And I remember when we used to say that, and we had so many people who was blessed by that affirmation because it was an affirmation that can be remembered. And it was an affirmation that was remembered and easy to use as a default language. And that's what I want us to think about when we're saying different, whatever affirmations we choose, that it becomes us, that we become one with that particular affirmation, that when we're in a situation where we're feeling some kind of way, that affirmation becomes our default language. Default language. What I mean by that is, sometimes we get caught up in where we forget to say the language that we speak. So I'll give you an example. Soon somebody asks us something and it costs X amount of dollars. Guess what happens? Immediately we go into, I don't have enough energy. And we start saying that. And it's funny because, you know, we get off the phone and we say all these wonderful incantations, affirmations, and all these wonderful things, and then we immediately forget the right conversation to bring into our experience. So I want to remind you today to let one of these affirmations, whether it's this one, one you have already in your experience, whether it's a Bible scripture, to let your language match the truth of who you are. So I want you to think about your conscious language when you're using it. If you are in the experience where you're feeling like there's not a physical manifestation of what it is in your experience right now, where I'm in between my blessings or something better than I don't have. So I'm going to remind you of that. As you get ready to get off the line today, I want to remind you of your language. Remember to choose. Now, this is the song of God is the source of my unlimited supply that the God made for the love of. This is customized just for us. This was our affirmation in the beginning.
I say that God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. You say that God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. I say that God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. You say that God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. They say that life can be a pain, I don't receive it. I'm grounded by the rock, which means I believe in Jesus. Just put him first, it's not letting you shine, and everything else is gonna come in due time. See, I never seen a righteous forsaken, a faithful forgot, a good shepherd gonna take care of his flock. So if your father made you and you say you believe, then you know that he gonna take care of your needs. I say that God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. You say that God is the source of my unlimited. Everybody prospers me now. I say that God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. You say that God is the source of my unlimited supply.
Wow, money is here with us right now. So I just want to remind you today, just be still and ask. Ask. James 1:4 said, we have not because we ask not. Ask. Get clear. Know what it is you desire. And let your desires come forth from your heart. And know that you deserve to be rich. You deserve to have great health. You deserve to have the life you desire. You deserve it. I deserve it. We deserve it. Let's do it. Let's manifest, manifest, manifest. That's what March is all about. Our speakers this month, everything that we're going to be talking about this month is about manifesting, manifesting, manifest. And it doesn't matter what you want to manifest because it's all about you. You don't have to manifest what someone else thinks you need to manifest. You just manifest what you want to manifest because it's about you. It's your life. And you get to do it your way. And you get to do it and let it unfold in the way that you desire it to. But give yourself permission today to have the dream life you deserve. Give yourself permission to be rich. Give yourself permission to be healthy. Tell your cells in your body. Tell whatever's going on in your body, whether it's this or that or this or that or whatever it is that I won't name on this call because I don't want to name nothing other than truth of you, perfect, whole, and complete. You have dominion. You've been given authority. You've been given the mastery. And to move into mastership, it takes laser-focused energy. You can't be spread it all over the place. Get focused, family. Choose health today, family. Choose wealth today, family. Choose the life you deserve. Choose you today. I choose you. That's what our theme should be for the month. You choose you. Choose yourself today. Over everything else, over your job, over anything else, over everything. Choose you to be whatever it is you want to be. But you, I can honor you today. You know why so much of this ease and pain? We run in a rat race. We caught up in this money trap. We caught up in this work trap. We caught up in everything, and we don't know how to get out. Give yourself permission to get off the rat race. Give yourself permission to be happy. To choose joy, to choose love, to choose whatever you desire, to have great health, wealth, love, whatever. You get to have it. Let's do it, family. I'm excited. So I'm looking forward to an amazing month. I'm looking forward to the testimonies for this month because together, collectively, we will hold each one of our family, community, we'll be holding you in the light. To manifest your desire. And the blessed place to do start today is to write it down. Whatever it is you choose, choose it today. Write it down. Make it plain. And know it's yours to have. So together we will say our prayer of surrender. You hear me say prayer of surrender? Oh, you know, the prayer of protection. Knowing that love surrounds us, you know, that one, y'all know that one, that the unity put together. And as we said, know that we are always protected by and guided by the universe. Sometimes I think we're in this by ourselves. I hear people say, so many times,
You are not alone. And I want to remind you, you are not alone. So in this prayer of protection, remind yourself, you are never alone. Even in the physical presence of aloneness, the universe always is present. Our ancestors, always present. Our spiritual committee is always present. Most High is always right there with us. And it's never going to leave us or forsake us. So as we recite our prayer of protection together, remember, wherever we are, God is. Let's do it, family. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us.
The power of God protects us.
And the presence of God watches over us.
The presence of God watches over us.
And together we will say this three times. Wherever we are, God is. Wherever we are, God is. And wherever we are,
God is. God is.
Yes.
It is.
And so it is. And so shall it be.
Amen.
You are never alone, family. Wherever you desire, whatever you want, it's right there at right there within you. Wherever we are, God is. Know it, own it, receive it, and do it. I love you all. Have a great, wonderful day. I see you in the morning.
Your conference recording has stopped.